worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to another episode of A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco, and of course, this is a best of episode of our show because of the fact that it's a holiday week. I know, you're upset, but really, is it anything to be upset about? First of all, the website, afreakaccident.com. You should be going there regularly. And also, you should be emailing us as well, because what we like hearing from you, and we like to know what you think. We actually care. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Feel free to reach out. Now, back to this being a best of episode. You know, it's getting to be around the holidays. It's difficult for us with our familial obligations to get together and arrange our schedules around this time of year. So we always try to give you something to listen to, though, because we know it's important that you still have some form of entertainment. So we usually do what we're doing in this episode, and that's compile a best of. We go back, we scour the archives, which you can listen to at podcast.afreakaccident.com. We find some of our favorite segments from all of our history, and then we combine them into one show. Now, we will be playing these. I will be referencing what episode they were actually in, so if you thought like, hey, you know, that was really funny, I want to hear the rest of that episode, you'll be able to go back and find it in the archive at podcast.afreakaccident.com. So, you still have something to listen to. It's a great chance to relive some of our favorite moments on the show, hopefully some of your favorites as well. And it's also a great opportunity for new people to figure out what this show really is. It's kind of like a litmus test, a taste test, if you will, a random sampling of some of A Freak Accident's best moments from over the years. Well, I could sit here and blather on all day, but why don't we just get right into it?
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Up first, this one's going back, geez, more than a year. We're talking about October 2016, the 27th to be exact. This is back when Kyle Mack was still on the show at Fourth Mic. This was a situation where we came across this, and none of us on the show were particularly good drivers, except me. I'm great, and everybody else in the world sucks. But I thought, with our storied history behind the wheel, maybe this was something we should talk about. It is five driving laws that we desperately need on the best of A Freak Accident.
What do you say we sing a driving song?
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love.
What a great episode of Family. Such a random moment on Family Guy. Amazing.
Yeah,
sang the rose?
Yeah.
So, driving is, I actually love driving.
I like it on long trips.
I don't like other drivers, though.
No one ever does.
Yeah, my favorite time to drive is like 2-3 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody on the road. You've got the streets to yourself. That is a beautiful time.
Well, don't worry. It's going to be really safe because Anheuser-Busch just had their first ever self-driving delivery from a truck. It drove itself, which scares the crap out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, and all these self-driving cars. Have you noticed how easily it is for my computer to crash and like how often technology fails on us?
Exactly.
I do not feel like putting myself in the hands of a machine. I'm sorry.
I'd be okay with it if it was on railroad tracks.
Okay. Yeah, if you couldn't, like, you know, veer off the side of the road at 110 miles per hour.
On the other side, though, if it does work, I'm going to be really happy because you can just sit back, take a nap, you know, just drive along. That would be great.
That would be. I would like it if there was an option. An option for me to drive or an option for me to go autopilot.
So, like, yeah, if you wanted to save money on airline tickets, you just hit it and just drive to Florida and not all through the night.
Exactly.
That'd be like teleporting. You just take a nap in the back, like you said. You wake
that
up, you're there.
That is not like teleporting.
It is just
you're
like teleporting.
Actually driving.
No. In the meantime, though, before we all have computerized cars that are taking us to our eventual doom at the hands of our robot overlords, we should look at these from uprocks.com. 5 driving laws that should be added to the vehicle code. I definitely agree with most, if not all, of these, having read them ahead of time. Okay, number one, elderly people should be required to retake the driver's test in all states.
Yes.
Agreed. How old is elderly, though?
I don't know.
25.
Damn it.
I think 65 is usually the...
Retirement age? That's probably all right.
55 to 65, I think you should be rechecked, because your mind is slipping.
I'd go up there in, like, the 70s, because I know a lot of people even that are, like in their 75s, and they're still, like, they're better than I am. You know what I mean? They're more there. I think it's somehow, it's got to do with your genetics. Like, are you breaking down yet? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we just need an age.
I'll tell you something I saw that goes along with this recently, and E will tell you. I was sitting in the radio studio, and we have a big window on the one side of our studio. And I'm looking out the window, and I see this guy, because we live in an office.
Well,
we're in an office park, and like so there's a lot of different stuff going on in there. I see this old guy walking this old lady across the parking lot, and she is hunched over, not even exaggerating, 90 degrees at the hips, like Quasimodo, just waddling across the parking lot.
And obviously you look at it and you go, oh, how sweet is that?
Yeah, then the guy proceeds to open the driver's side door of a Toyota RAV4, and she climbs in the driver's side. She can't walk. She can't stand upright. And you're going to put her behind a 3,000-pound vehicle. And then I watched her back out and drive away. And I thought, I am never driving again because she's out there somewhere and she's going to kill me.
Did she stay hunched and did her nose touch the horn when she got in there?
So, yeah, they should definitely have to retake the test. I mean, it's a matter of safety.
And, you know, before we go along with this list, if you're listening, you agree, you disagree with what we're saying or what UpRocks is saying, you can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com.
The next law, car accident laws that favor cyclists. I don't know if the current law is unfavorable to cyclists that get, like, hit by cars. I always thought anytime a car hits a pedestrian, it's generally speaking the driver's fault.
Not always.
I don't think cyclists fall into that category.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't fall into the category of pedestrians? They're considered a vehicle because they're on the road? Oh, okay.
Yep.
I do think we can use more laws like how close you can drive to people on bikes and things like that, because you should be a certain space away from them. I mean...
Yeah, well, listen, the bicyclists don't exactly follow their laws either, so...
Yeah, but you're in, like, a 3-ton moving death machine, and they're on, like, a bike.
Yes, and they squeeze through traffic like jerks.
My one old college teacher, his wife ended up hitting a pedestrian at Ackerman, I think.
No way!
I think it was Ackerman. But regardless, I don't know, maybe it isn't, so I don't want to...
Glad we're just throwing names around here. This is going on the internet, it'll never go away.
Hey, guess who hit someone?
But I don't know if it's him, it's the first teacher I thought of.
Allegedly.
But anyways, what happened was, this wife hits the pedestrian, she didn't get anything for it, because the pedestrian ran out into the road.
Okay.
That's not... She did have to get charged with, like, get a ticket for manslaughter, but, I mean, that... It was such a low-grade one, it means nothing. But they don't protect the pedestrian all the time.
Fair enough. Here's the next one. Legitimize double honk versus single honk. The meanings of each.
What?
What the hell is that?
Like, first, it's... When... Go ahead, Mickey.
New York doesn't even allow honking. You'll get a $350 fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to deal with it.
See, for me, like, if you're sitting at a light and the light turns green, the person in front of you sits there. You give them the little meep, meep. You know, you just give them the quick double tap on the horn. Just let them know, hey, pal, light's green. Please advance. You know, it's kind of just a polite way to alert somebody. Whereas a single, long, drawn-out, that's kind of saying, like, I curse you and your entire lineage.
But how do you use that with someone on a bike? Like, what does that mean?
This isn't tying into bikes. This is just a general rule.
Oh,
this isn't all about bicycles.
This isn't the bicycle segment.
I just went somewhere else for a while, guys. Yeah. I'll be back.
But I could see that. Yeah, sure. I mean, especially in the case, like, it not like honking at all will get you a fine. That seems unfair.
Yeah.
You should be able to do, like, you know, the double honk and the single honk.
It is a fairly aggressive area when you're in New York City.
Yeah.
So even any sort of honk, you're just pissing off the whole line of people.
I've been to New York City. A lot of people don't follow that rule.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it weird how you can have like a happy honk too, and then sometimes the honk is like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, beep, beep. You're like, okay, cool. And you get that same like, beep, beep. But somehow even you feel that's negative, and you're like,
bring it. Bring it.
There's always, it's a little bit more, it always seems like it's on a lower register too. Like yeah. even though like the horn doesn't change, it's like meep meep, you know, and then it's like meep meep. It's like, he's mad now. This one definitely. Minimum speed limits.
Yes.
Yeah. As in like, you know, you have the upper speed limit, but you also have a lower speed limit. Like if you're going, if, for instance, if it's a 55 mile per hour zone, you can't go lower than 40 or else you get fined for that.
No, you can go lower than 40. Just stay in the freaking right hand lane.
Or stay at home and don't drive because obviously you can't.
I almost got killed by someone recently because they were going too slow. I'm in the passing lane. This one guy just goes, phoom, he's in front of me, passes the one guy. Someone jumps into the passing lane and immediately goes 35. I'm like, whoa! Like, slamming on the brakes. Could have killed... You can kill someone by going too slow.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it in a nice spot.
Not even that's annoying. Like, I go to work at, like, 4 in the morning, and I don't care if the speed limit is 30 or if it's 90. I'm doing 95. I don't care.
Yeah.
And when people in front of me, it'll be, like, the speed limit will say 45, and I'm doing a cool, like, 30. And that's ridiculous. Like, what? Can you not control your car? Is that the thing? Or are you drunk because that's why you're on the road at 4 a.m.? I don't know.
My thing is always, like, if you're not at least doing the speed limit, especially if it's a one-lane road, like, with no passing, pull over, and if somebody's behind you, let them pass. If they're going faster than you, be courteous. Just let them get past you, then you can go back to meandering at 20 miles an hour to your heart's content.
I've done that before when I was lost somewhere.
Sure.
And you have to follow GPS, and you're really just trying to find that one house on a really small road. I've seen a guy, like right on my butt, and I'm like, all right, you know where you're going.
Yeah. Here's the last one. Completely ban the use of phones while driving.
No.
Yeah, no. Why do you say no?
Well, my phone is, it's not just a texting machine, but it's my iPod, you know, it's my music that controls everything. So without that, I mean, you don't know if you pull up next to me if I'm texting or if I'm trying to find, you know, a Busta Rhymes song, but...
Admittedly, though, either one is a distraction when you're behind the wheel.
It's true, but I see police do it, and I feel
that's true.
If they're going to do it, then they can't outlaw everybody else.
Plus, how am I going to get that Snorlax that's on the side of 81?
Right.
That would be stupid.
I have seen cops, you know, it's illegal in Pennsylvania, where we're based, to, you can't actually hold your phone up to your head. You got to get one of those Bluetooth earpieces. I constantly see cops driving around with their phone next to their head. It's like, what are you doing, man?
That's what I mean. When I see that, I pull my phone up. I don't even care if I have anything to do, and I just put it right in front of my face, and I make sure I'm not going to hit anybody, and my hand's off the wheel, and I'm just doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, luckily he specified I make sure I'm not going to hit anybody.
But I do it while, like, glancing at the cop, like, look, I can do that too.
I'm watching you.
Yes.
I pay your salary. And then you get tased in the eye. Anyway, those are the 5 laws from Up Rocks. I agree with all of those.
For sure.
And if you disagree, agree, like I said before, or if you could think of another law that should be on that list, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yes, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Here's the law I would support. Everybody else isn't allowed to drive except me. I should be the only one on the road, and that's all there is to it.
Can I get a ride?
The best of a freak accident. Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Let's be honest, being a man is not easy, and there are plenty of things that guys we wish were different. In fact, dare I say, there are certain things that we may want to do that are restricted to the realm of women. But maybe we want to do it too. I don't know. There's definitely certain things that I think women can do that society would frown upon men if we did them. But I still got my quirks that way. And so do the rest of us as well. That's why this is such a fun conversation. We're going back to January 12th of this year. Men confess to things they wish they could do if it weren't considered feminine or unacceptable. It's on now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
You must look feminine, dress feminine. You're at your best feminine. Emphasize your femininity. That's what every girl should know.
Well, this is a product of another era, isn't it?
1963 Disney movie.
Sounds about right. Thanks, Walt. Thanks for that.
Yeah, way to bring him down a notch.
Was that before suffrage or after? It was definitely right around that time, wasn't it?
Either way, it was way too late. 1963. My God.
Anyway, this was on Reddit. Sometimes you can go to Reddit and you can see some awesome, awesome stuff. Like whenever they do like an Ask Me, or not necessarily an Ask Me Anything, but an Ask Reddit. A lot of these questions that people ask can generate some interesting conversation. Like, for instance, this one. Guys, what would you get into if it wasn't considered feminine or socially unacceptable?
Mickey. I can think of one. Breastfeeding.
I have never thought that I would love to breastfeed, Mickey. Never once in my life.
Don't knock it yet. Think about it. You don't have any milk in the house. You got some
all right,
cookies?
All right, no. All right, let's move into these some of these answers.
That'd be great. Santa
John 322 says,
whoa.
Honestly, I think I'd get into quilting. Says, I live in Pennsylvania. I live in Pennsylvania. Maybe he's one of our listeners.
What?
I live in Pennsylvania. There's some damn impressive quilting happening here.
Wait, I've never heard that. I want a t-shirt that says, there's some damn impressive quilting going on.
Yeah,
here.
I think it's awesome you can make something like a quilt and give it to someone who will literally wrap themselves in the gift you've made them.
Well, oh, that's creepy. Oh, that guy.
Why do you have to turn it creepy?
Yeah, no,
it's
sentimental. It's not creepy.
I pictured him saying it like, and he'll wrap
him. Of course you are. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because that's what you would do.
Yes.
This guy says, if I didn't have man package, I would only ever wear yoga pants.
Ugh.
Oh.
Please don't.
Yeah, can you imagine
Mickey,
wearing
you
this
wear
guy?
Nothing but jeans ever. I don't think you own anything besides jeans.
I do. I just don't ever wear them.
I've seen you in one skirt ever.
Did I wear a skirt?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah, when I was
you were like coming from a job interview or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I like jeans. Jeans are comfy.
Yeah.
Jeans are fantastic.
And you never have to wash them either.
You would be correct.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, by the way, that was from Trump did 9/11. That was the user that posted that the thing about yoga pants.
No agenda there.
This one is Wiener Butt Jr.
Can we just do Reddit names?
Reddit usernames should be their own segment. He says, one night my girlfriend decided to use one of those face mask things. So I decided, why the hell can't I make skin all nice and soft? Now I'm addicted to do them, and I do them at least twice a week.
You know what? I can't knock it because it probably does feel fantastic.
Exfoliate. Right?
Yes.
Sure.
This guy says, rated S2K says laser hair removal. Especially on my butt.
Yeah, no, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out. I have a big problem. It's like Rapunzel back there on me.
He says, I finally started going. I'm on my fourth session, and OMG, it is amazing.
He's like Mr. Clean on his butt.
I should have just swallowed my pride and done it sooner.
I'm going to do that. I'll record it for the show.
You know, in my head, it just dawned on me. Like, I think I tried to suppress it, but I couldn't. Rapunzel. Really?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, it's longer than the hair on my head. No doubt, it is. You know what's something I would do more often if it wasn't considered feminine? The drinks. The girly drinks? Yeah.
You know, but guys get the girly drinks. I know when I bartended, people always got them.
Yeah, but you can't do it when you're by yourself. You gotta have to be in a group or like with... You can't be like going, well, going stag tonight. Time to get a margarita. No, a daiquiri.
Dear Occupant says, it's a really simple thing, but just smelling good. Like when girls come out of the bathroom after showering and freshening up, it smells like someone knocked over a jar full of polka dots or something.
Using soap isn't feminine.
Yeah, no. That's just good hygiene, my friend.
Yeah, you could take a shower.
Yeah, you can shower more than once. Ever.
And that's socially acceptable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
don't
it
worry.
Is. Yeah, it's not feminine, and it is socially acceptable. Jai Jai Kali says, skirts. We need the ballroom. You know what? There are skirts for men. They're called kilts.
No, sarongs.
What?
No, sarongs. He's right. He's right. He's reading it.
Kilts.
No, get it? Sarong.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah,
got
funny.
It.
Sir Wright.
Yes. You know what? If it weren't, that is something, if it weren't deemed socially unacceptable, I would wear a kilt every day.
No. Because then you have to cross your legs.
No, dude, imagine the breeze. Oh, man, that'd probably feel great.
No, what if it's cold? We get shrinkage.
I don't care, man. Just a little in the middle of summertime, especially.
I can't afford
just a nice wind wafting up the hill.
Stop.
Catching you beneath.
Yeah, my Rapunzel hair just wafting backwards. It's like an 80s movie on my butt.
Austin Shagwell says, say that things are cute.
I say that anyways.
Yeah.
It's a cute cat. It's fine.
Oh, here you go. Victor Blimp Muscle says,
That's you, isn't it?
Be the little spoon. Sometimes I want to be the cuddly instead of the cuddler.
Oh my god. That is creepy.
Murderer is the little spoon.
Ah! Oh my god. Your man is the little spoon.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Mickey definitely wears the pants in that relationship.
Couldn't figure that one out.
And the pants are jeans, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Not physically the little spoon, but in that sense, the little spoon.
Yes.
My god. So I'm just picturing that in my head.
It's like holding a big teddy bear. It's fantastic.
I just can't.
Lazy, what about you? Is there anything you would want to do if it weren't considered feminine? I mean, I would definitely skirts. I wish dudes could wear skirts. That would be awesome.
Dudes can wear skirts. It's your choice.
But it's not societally acceptable.
Who cares?
I care.
There's your problem.
I don't need those stairs, but I would love to feel that breeze. I want to feel it. I need it in my life.
I think admitting that I like Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars, I do it anyways.
You do that anyway, though, because you have no shame.
I know, but it still isn't acceptable for a man.
Honestly, you know what? Here's another one from me. Girly drinks sometimes are delicious.
Yeah.
Did you? I must have missed that.
Wow, you were totally not paying attention.
I was reading through the thing. I was trying to figure out. Somebody's got to keep this show moving forward. It ain't going to be you two. I mean, it will be after I'm gone next week, but it ain't going to be you two today.
But no, girly drinks are fantastic.
Some of them are delicious. Yeah.
Me and Mickey were literally just having this conversation.
And I missed the whole thing. I'm sorry.
You have to go with a girl or a group to get them. You can't go stag to a bar and go,
yo, man, want an apple teeny.
Apple teenies are fantastic. That was the name of my bowling team one time, the Apple Teeny Meanies. We won the league.
It's the best of a freak accident. Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of a freak accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
You know, sometimes when there's a lot going on in the world, we compile all of the news stories into a news update, is what we call it. We just hit you rapid fire. Rather than focusing on one particular thing, we look at everything that's going on in the world. And sometimes there's a news update that is one for the ages, just because of the content therein. Now, all of this is no longer news, but it was back then, and it's still funny now. From December 8th of last year, 2016, it's a news update featuring an angry dog and O.J. Simpson's prison nickname on the Best of a Freak Accident.
News update.
There's so many things that happen in the world all the time. You need us to help you parse through all of it.
Well, if you don't have a newspaper, the internet, the news.
No, they have the internet. That's why they're here.
Well, if you're too lazy to look up the stories yourself, I guess we're good.
Here are some of the biggest news stories going on right now. We're going to give you our thoughts on them.
He's drunk. What's on his head?
Well, The president-elect of the United States, Donald J. Trump. What does the J stand for, by the way?
That's a good question.
Jive.
Donald Jive Trump.
How great would that be?
You know what? That's now a fact. Somebody better put that on Wikipedia.
I'll get it tonight.
There you go. You go home and take care of that. But Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
It's weird because
Hillary Clinton took second.
They're getting a recount, though.
They had Putin as one of the people, too, because people forget. It's not always for a good thing to be a Time Person of the Year. You're just
in the news everywhere, yeah.
And can't argue it.
Well, of course, everybody instantly made the connection. Well, you know who else was Time's Person of the Year?
Hitler.
It was Hitler. Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, so was Obama, though, in 2008 and in 2012.
Did you see the thing where people are pointing out that Time Magazine may have trolled Trump?
Mm.
They put his picture up there, and it's pretty strikingly similar to Hitler's picture.
Like, the same pose and everything.
Oh, not even that. Did you see there's a conspiracy going where it says time and the M where it is by his head? If you look, kind of looks like devil horns if you squint.
Oh, it does look like that.
That's it. They're saying that time did that on purpose. So I don't know.
He's the Antichrist.
Basically.
That's a little far-fetched.
No, he is.
Thanks, Kyle.
People said the same thing about Obama. They said the same thing about Bill. They said the same thing about Bush.
Yeah, if it's not your party in there, you think the world is going to end.
Of course.
But with this guy, he's kind of doing everything like just like, hey, I'm here now. So things might happen. I don't know.
So he's the time person of the year.
He's the time person of the year, yeah.
I saw a thing on CNN.
I mean, deserved, really.
Well, it makes sense when you go by what the qualifications are.
Yeah. Literally every person in the world is talking about him. Except for those random tribes in Australia that still don't have indoor plumbing. Like, they don't care.
They'll find out in 10 years when they see the Cubs won the World Series. CNN posted up an article afterwards talking about his diet, and it's KFC, mm-hmm. McDonald's, and Taco Bowls. And I'm like, well, the Taco Bowls make sense because it's building a wall around the Mexican border. I've been waiting on that one for so long. Greatest video ever.
Is that a chicken or a dog?
It's a dog. Give me your cheeks. I'm going to do that with you. Here, Mickey, you do it.
No.
Do it.
Nope.
Mickey, one of your dogs got loose again.
My dogs are not evil like that thing.
Yeah, I know. Police in Bellevue, Washington have found a, quote, very angry dog wearing a shirt and pants.
At least he went out with style.
I love the picture of him. He looks so infuriated. Here, look at that.
You know, they probably stereotyped him because they're baggy pants.
Oh. So they found this mutt, and I guess they captured. He's extremely angry, though. A Jack Russell Terrier mix found wearing a sweater with baseballs on it and blue shorts.
So the dog was sedated before they got the clothes on him?
I assume so.
Well, Black Friday just ended. JCPenney had a huge sale.
The dog was taken to King County Animal Services, which has placed him on a stray hold to see if his owner comes forward. His owner has until December 4th. After that, he will be given a temperament test, given a checkup at the vet, and neutered, then put up for adoption. So this dog is in for a world of hurt unless his owner shows up soon.
Actually, the dog was interviewed, and he had something to... He had a quick soundbite to say. Just play it every time.
I was so tickled by this story. You can see it for yourself. See the picture at afreakaccident.com. It is worth your time. Gotta give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
Especially, we get to brag about this, right? We're based out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Of course, King's College Radio listeners know that already.
Just a little bit.
People listening to us on the podcast side of things, though, may not. But we have a celebrity on our hands here, another one from our area here, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. Ryan Ashley Mularkey, now the winner of Ink Master on Spike TV.
The first female winner of the show.
Yeah, first ever. So that's pretty cool.
Yay! She is on the other side of the river, though.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have like an East-West kind of thing, right?
You know how this works.
Yeah, the Romeo-Juliet, what were the two warring families in that?
The Capulets or
something
like
that. Yeah, the Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah. I'm just happy I got that one right. Yeah. Okay, high five, everyone. Yeah. Mickey, give me a high five on that. Yeah, I'm smart.
He was not drooling into his notebook in like middle school English.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this is me in middle school. To be or not to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's like East-West, East-Side, West-Side, West-Side Story kind of deal.
Or
yeah.
Tupac and Biggie, yo-yo.
I got nothing against the other side of the river, so whatever. Good for you, Ryan. Congratulations. Way to rep the hometown here well. And big deal, first female winner of that. I mean, she's a brilliant tattoo artist.
She's
so
fantastic, but yeah. I just feel so bad for her because how many people are now going to go up to her and go, do you remember when we went to high school together and I never talked to you? Because it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah. Well, Mickey was even saying, all of a sudden, everybody we know from our hometown here is like, oh, I'm so proud of her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, you all know her personally, I
bet.
Well,
that's my cousin's mother's friend that I met at Wegmans.
Yeah. Everybody all of a sudden is riding the wave of her fame.
Yeah, all I could think was, you know, when I was asking about where my mother could get a tattoo a few years ago, her name did not come up.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad.
You would think, because all these people are so close to her.
I know.
You know, like, they're all, like, besties with her. It's crazy. Where did all they come from?
You know what I say that is? That is a bunch of malarkey.
I knew that was going to come up.
Yeah! First one for you, kids! Yeah! 88.5
You said it wrong. You said it totally wrong.
You said like six callers there.
Yeah. WRKC.
88.5
Spirit fingers.
Totally wrong.
Wrong. It was worth it.
On the upside, hopefully she gets way more business now.
Yeah.
Oh, she will. She won't be available for like a year.
That's fine.
Yeah. We will not, we will not, though, condescend and say that we know her. But we are going to try and get her for an interview.
Yeah,
so
maybe get a free tattoo. That would be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
OJ, why do you keep doing this? OJ, why do you try?
He's such an idiot.
OJ Simpson has an amazing name in prison. Because he is in prison. His name is Stinky. Do you want to know why?
Because he's stinky?
Because apparently he is incontinent. Which means he keeps peeing his pants and crapping his pants. And so the other prisoners call him Stinky.
This portion of our program brought to you by Depends.
I'm dizzy.
Dizzy. And the two is listed names. You should have called you May. We should make this your name. Stink E.
If the diaper don't fit, you must quit. What happened? He was like one of the best running backs ever, and now he's the best running out of his backside.
He's still one of the best running backs. Running out the back.
He's so stinky. OJ Stinky Simpson.
OJ Stinky Simpson, that's right.
Oh my god, is there anything more to this?
No, next story.
That's it, that's the whole story. He grabs his pants, and so the other prisoners call him Stinky.
I guess, you know, they got him back.
Apparently it happens all the time. Well, nobody wants to share a cell with him.
Good form of defense.
That's genius, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna pee my... He's like an animal.
I'm just gonna pee on myself. Nobody's gonna wanna, you know, take me in the shower.
Score one for OJ.
Yeah.
That's a weird song after that story.
What a transition, right?
Yeah.
Christmas time is here, though.
And, good song.
Or I'm sorry, holiday time. Right, don't want to exclude anybody.
Yes.
There are other holidays that happen.
Yes. But there's one thing that happens during holidays. A lot of people steal.
Yeah.
That's a big problem, and one store in Texas is having a big problem with that.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. No matter the season.
Christmas all the time.
It's Arian Bright at the Christmas store in Tyler.
The Christmas store was originally opened in 1978.
Owner Angie Bullington says thieves started going after one item long before she took over in 2013.
It's very startling.
It's not stolen trees, Santas, or even ornaments at the root of her shock.
What is your most stolen item in the store?
For years, it has been the baby Jesus.
Theft that comes without explanation, she says. No formula, no single baby Jesus targeted. But size doesn't stop some criminals. Outside Green Acres Baptist Church, you'll find a life-size nativity scene. Last year, Jesus went missing. A new doll has replaced him away in a manger, along with a note to anyone who even tries. Merry Christmas, it reads. Please leave this Jesus for everybody to enjoy.
Well, how do you steal baby Jesus out from the front of a church? I mean, it's bad enough in a store, but from A church?
One of a number of questions asked not only by this store owner, but no doubt many other people, too.
It's just crazy that people could steal baby Jesus, and how do you not feel guilty about that?
Hang on a second. She does know it's not really Jesus. Like, that's a model.
Yeah.
It's not Jesus.
Technically, it's a graven image. That sort of thing.
She thinks it's him.
It's actually, it's not just their store. Apparently, every Christmas, the baby Jesuses are the most stolen out of anything in the store.
What do you do with a baby Jesus that you've stolen? Because you can't, like, you don't want to put that in your yard. Like, what do you...
There was a big boy around here years ago, right? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, big boy Jesus.
No. I'm just saying, every year, every single year, somebody would steal the freaking giant statue of Big Boy out from the front of the restaurant.
Did they find it in, like, a college closet the one time?
It was in, like, the basement of a dorm. It was just part of the decorations. They found it in the woods the one time. Like, people just randomly stole it all the time. It's just something people do.
King's College alumni, we're looking at you.
I think it was there one of the years,
sure,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just facts.
Yeah, we're not slandering. That's what we heard.
What I would do is I would give the baby Jesus a different look. Do you know what I mean? Like, right now he's victim Jesus. What if we gave him, like, a tough Jesus? You know,
it's
something.
Baby Jesus. It's not victim Jesus.
What did you think?
He's getting stolen.
What do you think? He had a teardrop under his eye or something? It's not Lil Wayne.
Hello.
Wait, Kyle, can you do that Lil Wayne impression again?
Enough people have died this year that, this is going to become very handy in the years ahead.
That's sad.
Yeah. I've lost a couple people in my family this year, on top of all of the awesome celebrities that I had to say goodbye to, that I looked up to and admired.
Yeah, but now you could attend every funeral.
Yeah. Apparently, virtual funerals is the next big thing. Starting in 2017, different churches and cemeteries will be having virtual funeral services that you can watch from your home. I can't wait until I get the Oculus Rift, and then I can actually be there in virtual reality. Go up to the casket, look at the pasty, statuesque body, and be like, oh yeah, no, it definitely looks real.
Do you think it's like Facebook Live where you can hit the like button? And it all pops up, smiley faces, and everything.
Like the sad face with the teardrop coming out of it.
Did you see the video of this? They show an example, and it's weird because you see all these people, and it's almost like a virtual reality. You see just the casket, and they put it really close to it, and there's all these people walking around you. Who do you want to explain in your family? I was too lazy to visit mom on her last day. That's terrible.
You can still say, hey, I was there. I saw her. You know, I still attended. I was there in spirit. The fact that I was at home on my couch not wearing any pants doesn't make it weird at all, yeah, I promise.
I was eating pork rinds while I was watching the funeral.
I'm a kangaroo, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah!
I'm a kangaroo, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm a kangaroo.
Love this new story. Check out this video at afreakaccident.com as well. A man has been thrust into the limelight after footage escaped online of him punching a kangaroo in the face.
In the face.
Apparently, his name is Greg Tonkins. He is an elephant keeper at a zoo. So
the name of the kangaroo or the person?
That is a good question. That could go either way.
I know.
This guy, though, is an elephant keeper at a zoo, so he knows his way around animals. So when he saw his dog get into involved with a kangaroo, right? A kangaroo apparently attacked his dog, was, like, holding his dog down. He went out to rescue his dog, and he did so by punching the kangaroo in the face.
Where was this guy when Harambe was around? Because he could have saved him.
He could have saved that kid, and the gorilla. Just elbow drop him from the top of the enclosure.
He should have, like, a wrestling pay-per-view where he just wrestles kangaroos.
Kangaroos, gorillas, giraffes, any kind of animal you can find.
Have you guys ever wrestled an animal to save your dog or cat or anything like that?
No.
Really?
I haven't had that opportunity.
Oh, I had to, like, karate kick a pit bull once for my dog.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, this guy just let his dogs out, and he had, like, six pit bulls where I lived. And the one came over, he's like, "Raw!" So I picked my dog up by his neck, by his leash, and just kicked this pit bull, and then we ran. It was tough.
Very so, effective.
Yeah, it was good.
So you hanged your dog while you kicked the other
Listen,
one.
Listen, I've learned something today, and that is to never attack Kyle at ankle level because you will eat a freaking foot right in your mouth.
That was nuts. I just got done doing P90X. They had like this energy stuff in me, and I was like, Wah!
Falcon punch!
Poor dog.
Man, good for this guy. You know, listen, people would do crazy things for their pets.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
I would. Why wouldn't you?
I would try to protect my dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really care if it was a person, though. That's just the weird thing.
I just think it's goofy because it's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And that kangaroo looked jacked.
Yeah.
Well, also looks stunned.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, what did you just do to me?
Well, that's the thing. He punches it, and you can see it in the video. The kangaroo's actually like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't like this. And then he takes off running.
Do you think the kangaroo's like, dude, I was just trying to pet your dog.
Yeah. I just wanted to put him in my pouch and hop him back over to you.
Oh, that would have been so adorable. I would have loved that.
Instead, we got a fist fight. And now Pete is mad at this guy because he punched an animal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but it was to save another animal. Shouldn't you be happy about that?
Or at least be indifferent.
Or, yeah, shut your mouths. It's a wash.
Mickey?
PETA run by women.
That was Mickey.
By the Mickey way. At freakaccident.com.
That was Mickey. Yeah. That was none of us. My God.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Seems like every day there's a new article coming out being published telling you what is or is not healthy for you. I work out, I exercise, and I eat whatever I want. But some people take this sort of thing really seriously. Well, we endeavored to bust your bubble. It is five unexpectedly bad things that you believe are healthy from November 17th of last year, right now, revisited on the Best of a Freak Accident.
Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive.
British people rapping is just great.
That is Mr. M and Sir M with the Healthy Living Song.
Wonder if they live next to the ends.
Makes me want to live healthily. I don't know about you.
Made me feel fat.
Well, Kyle, you can be fat and happy because I'm assuming you're not doing any of these healthy things just looking at you. So it's so.
Whoa!
I'm going.
Ouch, right?
I'm going to assume.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to assume you're not doing these things, and therefore you're probably in the clear because it turns out these healthy things actually aren't that healthy for you.
I'm doing it right, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You stay fat and happy, my right. good man.
All I heard was stay sexy and good.
This is from crack.com. Number five, juice cleanses. Not good for you.
Duh.
You're depleting yourself of nutrients.
Basically.
you're killing yourself.
You'd be surprised the number of people, I think, who don't realize this, but this is a hot trend. Like, Beyonce does this, and like everybody was on like the Beyonce cleanse and everything else because like she's like, oh, yeah, I drink, like, iced tea and salt. Like, that's it. I drink that mixture, and it helped me lose 50 pounds.
Yeah, you're going to crap a lot. It's going to deplete you, and then you're going to faint.
I love seeing people on those diet drinks because when they do take that, they have to go.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, here's what the article says. First of all, detoxing, as in, like, detoxing from, like, you know, fat and unhealthy crap, is a myth. Like, your body doesn't accumulate unhealthy stuff inside of it that just stays there.
Unless you're broken.
Right, yeah. Detoxing is a myth. Unless you're kicking a drug addiction, you never need to detox your body. Your body can detox itself using those fancy kidneys and liver your doctor always raves about.
Oh.
And second of all, juice cleanses don't help you lose weight, at least not in a healthy long-term way. Most cleanses have you consume about 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, way less than the 2,000 to 3,000 calories an average adult should be consuming. So yeah, you'll lose weight on a cleanse, but you'll also be starving, something that you can do just as well by not eating. And when you go off the cleanse and start eating normally again, you'll quickly regain the weight.
I always wanted to see someone do that 3-day cleanse where you lose like 20 pounds because you starve yourself that bad. But I want them to do it, and then I want them to put on a small shirt and immediately eat a burger and just see how fast it rips.
But also, the energetic rush people feel on a juice cleanse is likely due to a sugar high, since cleansing juices usually have 75 to 190 grams of sugar per serving.
It's fruit.
Yeah. Fruit is high in glycemic content.
Yeah.
They, it's also probably because they're hallucinating because they don't have any food.
Yeah.
I'm on a rush. No, you're high.
No, you're dying. That's you know, the what is it? Your brain, like, as it's going through heat death, it's like just sending off euphoric signals.
The sun is so bright. No, you're seeing the white light. Get some food.
Number four, most natural cleaners either aren't natural or aren't cleaners.
Damn it.
Wait, what?
Natural cleaners. You know, the stuff like all natural, like Lysol or whatever, all natural floor cleaner.
Wait, wasn't this about eating habits or just habits in general?
Healthy habits in general.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's five natural trends that could naturally kill you.
And if you're eating these cleaners, you might have a problem too.
Yeah. To food for
Mickey, are you drinking bleach again?
Do we have to have the talk?
You know, we do. We got your Mr. Yuck stickers. Remember those? We put them on everything.
No. Don't touch it.
Yeah. So, natural cleaners are a $600 million industry. They're sold in most major grocery and drug stores. The only problem is most of them are hoaxes. There's no guarantee that these cleaners are actually natural. First of all, it's true that the Federal Trade Commission has set standards for the use of the words natural and green on product packaging. But even the EPA says that these policies are poorly regulated and rarely enforced. Since companies are in the business of making money rather than in the business of telling you the truth, there's a very good chance that your natural Himalayan yogurt soap is actually just Clorox with a picture of a yak on it. Now, obviously, there's some sarcasm and snark in a Cracked article, but yeah, the other thing is, too... if you don't find a, if you do find a product that's truly natural, it likely doesn't do much in the way of cleaning. It may remove dirt and dust, but so does spit and friction. A lot of times when you're cleaning a surface, especially one covered in germs, what you want is a cleaner that sanitizes and disinfects, meaning it kills 99.99% of germs where the cleaner is applied. Those natural cleaners don't do that.
Do you have the government's copyright email?
I do not.
I just want you to just email them really quick with this, because this is our idea out in the public. We're going to make an all-natural cleaner. It's going to be called Spit and Friction.
There you go. And it's just a bottle of our saliva.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a natural cleaner. I don't remember what it is that does kill germs.
Oh.
And it's in the...
It's cleaning, called acid.
Yeah, right. No, but it's in the cleaning list of like what you're allowed to use in restaurants. So it does exist. It's just not in many of the actual natural cleaners.
Sulfuric acid.
Yeah. A match. It's clean.
Fire. Burn it in the purify it in the flame. Number three, raw juice and dairy products can make you very sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why I never go to that organic aisle in like Wegmans or something. Yeah. I see raw juice.
Let's just put it this way. There's a reason Louis Pasteur, the inventor of pasteurization and vaccination, isn't spat upon in history books. We didn't start pasteurizing everything because it's fun to torture juice and milk. We did it because it kills off bacteria that spoils food and can make you sick. Raw juice and dairy fly in the face of one of the biggest preventative care advancements of all time.
Oh.
Pasteurized milk. Homogenized milk. That's what you want to be drinking.
Yeah, that's all I drink.
So how do people get that? Like, you get it right from the teat? You just go to the cow and just start drinking? Or what's the deal?
Farmers do that. They'll just go right up there, milk it out, drink it down. It doesn't taste the same, though. I've tried, like, right from the cow milk.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I also found out it was a bull later, so.
Oh. That wasn't milk, my friend.
No.
Well, you took it there.
Yep.
There's a natural remedy for something, I'm sure. Home births are still more dangerous than hospital births.
What?
According to the CDC, home births, having a baby at
no,
home,
no, I know that. I just couldn't follow really what was going on here.
Home births increased 29% from 2004 to 2009. But as calming and relaxing as giving birth next to your cat might be, that doesn't mean it's safer. A lot of our best data on this comes from Oregon, where birth certificates are required to list the location of the birth. Using that extra bit of data, researchers found that in 2012, the death rate for babies born at home was 7 times higher than that in hospitals.
Well, it's simple. Sterilization.
Yeah.
Or your rug that has chips on it.
Not to mention that, but if there's always the potential for complications.
Yeah.
If there's a complication, guess what? The midwife isn't going to be able to do anything. the doctor at the hospital might be able to, and now you've got to, like, rush to the hospital, where you could have just, like, gone there when things first started a-churning, and you would have been there ahead of that potential disastrous situation.
And to anybody listening that may be thinking, well, I still want to try it at home, it's not as clean as it's on TV.
Yeah.
It's going to get messy, and it's going to stain stuff.
The article says, while home birth may seem more natural, keep in mind that for most of human history, so was dying during childbirth.
Yep.
What is what's the draw? Is it just because you're at home?
They feel like it's in a natural environment.
It's in a more calming environment.
Let them go out in the woods and try to have a baby then, or in a cave or something like that. You know what I mean? A natural environment.
They try to do it because they think like it's more natural, it's more calming. You know,
until the birth happens and they're screaming,
yeah.
I don't want any drugs, please.
Well, you go to the hospital, you get the epidural, and then you're calm as can be. I mean, just do what you want.
I
want to
get an epidural now.
I think most women get C-sections now.
Is that right?
Yeah, they just give up on the whole actually giving childbirth.
It's like Alien. So they just cut it out of them and they just come out.
They burst out of the chest.
That's how I came in.
That's what they say, yeah.
I was 10 pounds. They couldn't push me out. Yeah, I was big.
You guys heard of essential oils?
Yeah.
That's like a new craze, right? Could kill you.
Awesome.
Just leave it at that. That would be even better.
Essential oils are liquids extracted from plants that possess the original plant's odor or flavor, usually in a highly concentrated form. They are, therefore, concentrated chemicals.
So what you're saying is they're really good.
Yeah. Some can be applied safely to skin, like rose oil, can be used to clear up acne. Others, like thyme, oregano, and cinnamon bark, can cause irritation, even in concentrations as low as 3-5%. Citrus oils, like orange, lemon, and lime, can cause phototoxicity. That is severe burns or even skin cancer if exposed to sunlight.
I thought it meant like I could take photos with my eyes.
Yeah.
Phototoxicity.
Those were all the pictures that Serge Tankian took during System of a Down's tour that time. Yeah. Phototoxicity. Let's see. Lavender and tea tree oils can block androgens and have been linked to breast enlargement in prepubescent boys.
Yes.
Even in seemingly small quantities, wintergreen oil can act like a large dose of aspirin, potentially lethal, especially to kids. Clove oil is mostly safe on skin, but when ingested, it can all naturally slow blood clotting and cause all natural seizures and all natural liver damage in children.
But it's all natural, so it's fine.
Right, yeah. As long as things happen naturally, it's okay.
That's the key. All natural all the time and no vaccinations, you'll be fine.
You know what else is natural? Dying. And if you do some of this stuff, you probably will. So have fun with that.
Yay.
The best of a freak accident. Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
There was a period on the show earlier this year where I could not be on mic because I was working third shift at a new job. Lazy E and Mickey went off on their own and kept things going. This is from one of those unique shows from back January 19th of this year. It is a bunch of gross things that you've actually done and that we've actually done. Lazy E definitely takes the cake in this category, but Mickey can be pretty gross as well. We're checking it out now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. My armpits smell like something dead.
Okay, that's gross.
I don't shower or use cologne. I'm over naked in other people's homes.
Okay, that's
rude. I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. I'm horrible.
You really find a song for everything.
I do, and especially because that's my man crush, Bruno Mars.
Seriously?
Well, it's not him, but
I was going to say, no.
It's off of his song, The Lazy Song.
Oh, okay.
So it's a parody of it. You can look up Lazy Song, gross parody, and check that one out. But that's what we're talking about right now. The grossest things ever done. We all do stuff that's gross.
Of course we do.
And we're going to find out if you do some of these things, these grossest things, but you do them secretly. You know, you don't really want anybody to know. But this is show code.
They're not secret anymore on our end.
Yeah, it's show code. You admit it, we keep it, we're a family. You know, we tell everything and you tell it to us. That's what we do.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. Well, That's another side of gross we don't want to talk about. All right, we'll go down this list, and they, myself and Mickey will kind of like say our own, and you could say it out loud, and maybe we'll add some to this list. Picked your nose.
Yep.
Of course. That's ridiculous. Now, to expound upon that, have you ever picked your nose and flicked it?
Yep.
Did that today. At my work. It's laying somewhere.
I have gotten to the extent of I flicked it, I thought it went out the window, it came back, hit me in the face.
Oh my God! Oh!
Never fun. Never
okay.
Fun.
We'll build upon that. Have you ever picked your nose and wiped the boogies on whatever was the closest? That is every day of my life. Yeah. As I scratch my nose. It's like a thing. What about you?
Shirt sleeve.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said just short sleeve. I'm like, that's quite a reach.
Shirt. My shirt.
That's why the winter's the
or,
best.
Or the chair next to me, you know, or the stool you're sitting on.
Oh, no! Is this the boogie chair? I'm going to reach under. Did you ever have a boogie wall?
No.
You never had a booger wall?
No running Stimpy here.
Neither did I. have you ever peed in the shower?
Of course.
Girls do that?
Well, I do, at least. I don't know if girls do.
Oh, my God. Now, guys, I get.
It's like a pain in the butt to get out of the shower and then have to get back in, and then you slide all over the toilet seat. No, it's pee in the shower. Get over it.
I'm not even going to ask you this because I don't want to know, but it also says peed in the bath. If you do that, you're a monster.
That's gross.
You are a monster. Unless you did that when you were one.
Yeah.
And you don't remember it, and because you did not get potty trained, that is the problem. Oh, my God. Okay. This one makes me want to vomit because this is just something with me. I cannot do this. Not showered for over 36 hours. So that's about a day and a half.
Not showered in 36 hours, kind of, because I had like baby wipes and stuff. Oof. So like you do like the French shower where like you go to a bathroom sink and you try to wash yourself as best you can. Like being on the road, sometimes you just don't have that
option. Okay, so you're on the road. I'm talking about in the house. I think that's what they're going
on. Oh, if I get to come home every day, no, I'm taking a shower every day.
Okay.
I waste water. It's fine.
Yeah, no, screw that. The water's there. The water's in the pipes. It's not going back into the ocean.
No.
No, that's going to be used for my shower, and it's going to be hot, and I don't care. I don't care if there's a water shortage either. I'm going to take long ones, too.
Okay.
I take long showers.
Like, what's long?
Like, sometimes I'll catch myself just thinking in there. Thinking. Okay. That's it. And it can be 20 minutes sometimes.
Nah, I'm usually like a half an hour,
that's,
so.
But that's kind of my relaxation.
Yeah. So. Hide out in the shower. Nobody bother me. Go away.
Sleep in your bed without the sheets.
Oh, like with just like the mattress?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm too lazy to put the sheets on the bed.
I'll tell you that when laundry's not done, it's time for the sheet movement. That's what I do. This one's great because I know I've done this. Fart and Dutch oven yourself. Have you done it?
No, but I've stunk myself out of a room.
You see, I like my own brand. So I, sometimes if it's a good, you know, you want to kind of see how that went.
That's definitely a guy thing.
Guy and girl perspective. We're revisiting it right now. Eating something off the floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
5 second rule.
Okay, within reason. If I just found it on the floor.
there's a difference. Like if I dropped it and, depends.
A lot of these are kind of repeated. let's see. Worn underwear 2 days in a row.
Absolutely not.
I have.
Yeah, guys can do that. I don't think women really should do that.
Have you ever done... You want to hear this one? 3 days.
Oof.
3 days. I mean, I give it a little bit of a, you know, spray.
Throw it in the dryer.
I don't have a dryer at my house, so no.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. Found rotting food in your bedroom.
No.
It's happened to me.
I know I leave drinks, but I try not to eat in the bedroom, so now.
That happened when I had an apartment with my buddies, and we used to go out drinking.
Like, oh, till... God.
So you'd get McDonald's or something, just put
drag
it aside.
Into the bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, and that whole theory that McDonald's doesn't get old, it just stays preserved, that's a lie.
No, it totally does, because we had band practice 3 days after a show. The boys had left McDonald's on the floor,
uh-huh.
And the two idiots ate the cheeseburgers. They were perfectly fine, sitting on the floor for 3 days. It was disgusting.
That's
one of those boys was murderer.
Oh, no!
And he didn't get sick.
Peeled off someone's dead skin and rolled it between your fingers, marveling at it. The key word is... peeled off some dead skin, not someone else's. Peeled off dead skin.
No.
I have. I do that all the time.
Yeah, like even... like I've only had a sunburn like once or twice, but...
What? No. You're like pale as a goat.
I know, and I don't burn.
How is that? That's not even fair.
I have no idea.
I burn like crazy, and I, yeah, you twiddle it between your hands.
Yeah, no.
And I find it interesting. I always love when there's the sunburn and it itches, because when you scratch it, it almost feels like you're accomplishing something. Like
because all your skin's breaking off.
Yeah, because once you get it all off, you're like, oh, now the itch is gone.
And so, then it's not.
But it's like a coloring book. You got to finish the lines.
Ugh.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Have you ever chewed on that said dead skin then?
No. No, definitely not.
No, that's something I have not done. Okay, this one's bad. All right. Although, guys, you know where this is at. Scratched your butt and smelled it.
No.
Done that.
No. That's definitely a guy thing.
And
yet
this
again.
This is something I have done, and I'll show code. Got to do it. Scratched your butt and then smelled your... yeah, did I say smelled your fingers afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the continuation of it. Yeah, I've done it. What? Gonna judge me? No.
Yeah, we're judging you.
Not washed your hands before putting in contact lenses. I can't talk about that.
I can't because I don't wear contact lenses, so that doesn't work.
All right, left dirty dishes in the sink for more than a few days.
Yes, that happens at this house constantly. I'm sure you saw it when you walked in the kitchen.
Okay, has it ever happened to you where, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, there was mold?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's disgusting because, like, you go to... And I have a bad gag reflex.
Uh-oh.
So when I do it, it's like, I'll see the mold. The one time I kept in... We went to some farmer's market or something, and they had fresh squeezed lemonade, and I left it in the fridge. In the cup.
Yeah.
After about 2 weeks, I'm not kidding you, this was the sound. I poured it into the sink, and all you heard was...
Yep.
And it just
sludged.
I nearly puked. It looked like a rug.
Yeah, that totally doesn't bother me.
It's the best of a freak accident.
Well, that wraps up this edition of the Best of a Freak Accident. My name's Crisco. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you're a new listener, we are thrilled to have you on board, and we hope maybe the taste test that you got in this episode was enough to keep you coming back for more. If you're a longtime listener, wasn't that a good time revisiting some of those moments from the past? Can't imagine you remember all of them. Sometimes it works to go back and revisit some of them. Again, I gave you the dates for all of those. You can check every single one of those episodes along with every other episode we've ever done in the podcast section at our website, afreakaccident.com. Just click on podcast. Also, while you're there, click on connect. Find links to us on social media so you can interact with us all the time and become our friend. We would like that. We would like to hear from you. Of course, you can also email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We have stickers that we'll give you for free if you include your physical mailing address when you email us with something. So don't forget to go ahead and do that. And also, you can get us automatically delivered to you by subscribing at your favorite podcast subscription service, whether it be Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, one of those apps. Google Play Music has a podcast section, and also iTunes is the big kahuna. If you're going to do it on iTunes, we would appreciate it because that's like the Billboard charts of podcasts. You can give us a good review, which will help us climb those charts, and we would love you for that as well. So get on there, get subscribed, contact us, visit the website, do all that good stuff, and then next week we will be back with an all new episode. We'll all be around the microphone. No best of next week. Thank you for enduring, but next week it's brand new stuff right here on A Freak Accident, and we hope you'll be here for it. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Have a safe Black Friday. Have a safe rest of your holiday week, and we'll talk to you soon. For A Freak Accident, and on behalf of Lazy E and Mickey, my name is Crisco, reminding you that some things in life are a given until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.